Video game bang, video game bang, video game bang. Mega Ran. Live from the sack, it's the live, it's a fact. I'm putting rhymes on this track to put my guys on the map. Updates, geek news, tech talk, and reviews. They can summarize it so you ain't gotta breeze through. Listen once and you're forever fans. And I'm not saying it because their theme song features Mega Ran, the ultimate source of all geek media. Other podcasts, they just don't match up. Need proof? You can check the archives and catch up. Stats off the chain, we have rearranged the game. It'll never be the same. Now it's time to feel the bang.
Bang! Roses are red. April is gray. Next time we go outside, it's gonna be May.
How long have you been sitting on that?
A long time. I saw it on Facebook.
I know you did.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? Corey Vincent here, Video Game Bang. We are back doing more quarantine casts all remotely through the good people at Discord, keeping us up and alive doing this podcast. As you guys know, a lot going on in the world. If you haven't heard already, there's a pandemic in our country causing us to record this thing remotely. It's definitely affecting everybody's life at this point. It's unavoidable. At this point, like, realistically, if this is as relevant, I think this is relevant, man. This is something we're gonna be talking about forever. But we're gonna get through it eventually, maybe. Who knows? Let's start off with Curtis. How you doing, man? How you holding up?
You know what? I'm trying to make the best of it. You know what I mean? Playing some video games, doing some streams. Kurt is dealing with it.
He's dealing with it. So talk to me about what's going on. You've been telling me about this guy, Ronnie2K, for a while. And he's from what you've said, it hasn't been too flattering. He had a little stumble. Was this a day or two ago with my boy Boogie Cousins? What happened?
As some people may know, Boogie Cousins is, officially part of, NRG Esports. And this dude, Ronnie2K, wants to, decide to... let's back up a little bit. So because the NBA and all other sports currently on suspension, the NBA with NBA 2K said, hey, let's go ahead and do a little tournament. We'll have NBA players, WNBA players, create a bracket and play against each other. And this guy, Ronnie2K, being that he's the ambassador of 2K and, celebrity relations, really, they went ahead and was like, okay, yeah, so, you run it. Well, he thought he was off stream after a live stream, and he made a remark saying, I don't even know if DeMarcus is going to want to play under those conditions. You know what I mean? That, D-I-C-K, and of course it went viral.
Damn.
And Boogie saw it and responded to it, giving him the infamous, pointing at him meme. And thus, Ronnie2K continues to be terrible.
Yeah, I think if anybody could deal with it, it's Boogie. He's got some pretty thick skin. I think he's not too hurt by it. What is going on to our friend Emma Skies? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm definitely not stressed at all. Everything's great.
Oh, so you have your big live stream coming up this Saturday. You made some pretty large announcements. How much money in prizes do you have right now?
Well over $1,000. I think at this point over $1,500 in just giveaway prizes.
Jeez, nice. Well done.
I've been working on this for a minute.
Yeah, and the biggest one coming from our friends over at Taboo Ohana, donating one of those chairs. What are some other things people can win?
Man, we're giving away... there's a company that worked with us last year. They do Wolfgang. They do like leashes and collars and things for dogs. So they gave us $300 for the product. There's a local 3D print specializing company here in Sac called Acquired Artifacts that's donating a bunch of like replicas and displays. I have two copies of Ori and the Will of the Wisps, which just came out. So that was an exciting one to get from one of the devs. Got five copies of Overwatch from a friend of mine who works at Blizzard. Let's see, what else? Digital Art Commission from an artist we all know and love, Momo Deary, who does a lot of my stream art and Rachel's stream art. And what am I missing? Tony Moy, who is a great watercolor artist, donated some prints of his Baby Yoda print that I am obsessed with.
Very nice. And then give us again the details of the stream. What day and what time?
April 4th, which is this Saturday. This Saturday, yeah. It's 3 days. Noon to midnight here, California Pacific time. We're going to try and raise $5,000 this year.
Wow.
We doing it.
I think
we
it
doing
can happen.
It.
I believe it could happen. I think I was reading through your list of like incentives, and I think the most expensive one was reinstall Sekiro and beat it.
Yep. Not just reinstall it, but actually beat it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm in a bit of a quandary because I would like to raise $6,000, which is what that is at.
Yeah.
But I would not like to play Sekiro. But also, I would really like to raise $6,000, but I don't want to play.
You have a very interesting, community you've fostered over there on the MS Guys Switch channel of people who really, really genuinely enjoy your pain.
Yes,
so,
100%.
Like, $6,000 is not that steep, I think, for that list of
That's what they said, and I'm worried. I'm like, should I have made this higher?
Because
I was worried. I mean, you know, it's a hard time for everybody. A lot of us have had our income either cut or totally decimated.
Yeah.
So, you know, you never know. You never know how things are going to go.
Her income is never cut or decimated. What is going on, Lexi? How you doing?
What? Yeah, girl struggles sometimes. I'm doing great. I actually reached out to Corey this weekend because I, you know, made some edits to my Twitch.
Yeah, and somehow you still did not manage to go live.
Step one was changing the name. Corey was like, are you live? Are you live?
Well, yeah.
I was kind of like in limbo because I downloaded OBS and I had no idea what was going on. And having a few technical difficulties as far as like connecting the screen that you're actually supposed to see and not the client screen.
Yeah.
So that is solved. We will go live. I'm aiming for Saturday. Let's aim for Saturday.
Let's go. And actually aim for like maybe after Emma's stream. You don't want to have all your viewers come through and raid all of her viewers. She needs some viewers left over for her.
Yeah. but yeah, I'm trying, guys. So maybe like Friday or something. I don't know. We'll see. Like a test stream just to try it.
Before we get too into the weeds here on the video game stuff, we got to talk about what's really important, the most probably culturally relevant thing in the world right now. And this is video game.
Hang on. Can we all take bets on what stupid thing Corey's going to say with that intro?
Y'all see that Tiger King yet, though?
Come on.
Oh, please.
Yes.
You've seen it. Curtis, you watched it?
Oh, bro. I only have 20 minutes left of it, but oh, my gosh. I put it off, too. I was like, man, I'm not going to watch this crazy show everybody talking about. And 30 seconds into it, I'm like, oh, there's no way I'm turning this off. We got, you know, countrymen with tigers and fighting against other people. We got threesome marriages. We got polygamy dudes with five wives.
And then cherry on top is that bitch Carol Baskins.
I haven't watched the show, but I know she killed her husband.
It's all you need. That's really one of the biggest takeaways from that whole series.
All I know.
Emma, why have you not watched this yet? You are up on binging all of the latest Netflix crazes. This is by far.
Because it just looks like 7 episodes of animal abuse, and I don't want that in my life.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But to be fair, the animals get it. They get their licks in too. Like, it's pretty fun.
I'm not gonna lie, that tiger just bit somebody's arm off.
Yeah, exactly. There's a few scenes in there where you definitely get to the tigers get to have their way. And I mean, overall, it's just come on, Emma, you gotta watch this.
It's the drama you need in your life right now. If you watch Days of Our Lives, if you watch All of My Children, if you watch Desperate Housewives, this is the drama you need.
But I don't watch any of those.
after all you need. I'm just messing.
Well, this is crazier than all of those.
Yeah, it really is. It tops everything you thought was drama.
I have no idea how these people actually exist and why we have not been obsessed with them earlier on. In like, how have these people stayed so secret? And if anything,
the funny thing is that I heard the main little song that he does like years ago, like when he made it, like as a joke. It was like a meme back then. And so when I watched this, I was like, "That's that freaking song, the little cat song or whatever."
Hey, here, Kitty Kitty actually kind of slaps.
Yes!
Oh yeah. My God.
That song legit kind of slaps. That's the whole other thing that made you it just so out of this world is that there's like actual a soundtrack that goes with it made by the guy. Like as all this stuff was happening in his life, he was writing music and shooting music videos for it.
I hate it.
Please, if you have not already and you need like just a little bit of levity in these dark times and you could just look at it and be like, wow, my life will never be that bad. And that's, if nothing else, take that away. Jumping back into reality. Coronavirus, obviously, still top of everybody's list of things going on. The most recent events to be canceled or postponed, we have the 2020 Pokemon Championship Series, which I'm sorry, Emma, I know you were looking so forward to that one.
Ah, yes.
But legitimately, Combo Breaker 2020 is actually kind of a sad one. That's actually a big FGC tournament in Texas, I believe. Get On My Level 2020, big Smash tournament, canceled. QuakeCon, canceled. I mean,
that's the one I was, that's the only one on the list that I recognized. So I was like, oh shit, QuakeCon.
It's legendary. 25 years, you know, going to be canceled this year. Gaming Community Expo, GCX, is moving from a live in-person to the digital experience, as we've seen some other ones do. And then the one really near and dear to your heart, no troll, Emma, is the RTX, looking to reschedule. They put Labor Day.
Labor Day. So it's like September 5th through the 7th this year.
God, I hope we're out of the woods by then.
I know. I was like, I don't know if moving it 2 months is going to help, but we'll see.
Have you heard anything yet from San Diego Comic-Con? Are they still?
No, they haven't said shit. But to be fair, they waited until like 2 weeks before WonderCon to cancel. So who knows?
They're definitely trying to hold on to the event for dear life. What about Fanime? Have you heard anything about Fanime?
They haven't said anything, but it's super unlikely that Fanime is going to happen. I highly doubt that Fanime is going to happen.
I think that's still kind of the thing we got to come to terms with, because up until like earlier this week, the president was saying like go back to work, and then
April Easter Sunday.
Yeah, Easter Sunday.
That was never gonna happen.
And then like 2 days later, he's like, "All right, we're extending this bad boy to the 30th."
Yeah.
So they're saying that we haven't seen the worst of it quite yet. So I'm thinking.
No, we're supposed to hit the peak in 2 to 3 weeks. We should be hitting the peak of cases.
Wow.
The important part is just to stay inside. They were saying if everybody were to hypothetically, theoretically just freeze in place, this whole thing would be done in just a few weeks. But,
yep.
You know, I obviously that's not realistic, but we can get it pretty darn close. I mean, I know I've done the best I can. I legit have not left this house but to walk around the block. What about you guys? Have you guys ventured out into the world? And if so, what's it been like?
I haven't left my house in weeks.
What about
I went to the grocery store.
When?
Maybe 4 days ago.
How was it?
And I still can't find toilet paper. Pretty low.
Dang.
I did find paper towels, in which they had like a thing on the shelf that basically said one per person. And this lady in front of me got 10, of course. And no one was standing there to monitor it. And, you know, you can self-check out, so it's like whatever. But when I did go out, I have gloves, like latex gloves that I'd like throw away each time. So I'm being very precautious of that. I'm going in and getting out because I'm like, I'm not staying in this mess. But as I'm out looking at all this, like there's a lot of shelves that are empty and everything, which is bizarre. You know, it's crazy to see. But then you see like all these kids running around the store or teenagers like, making fun of stuff. I'm like, y'all are out here and y'all can get sick. Like, just stay at home. Like, if one of your parents need to come out, like, let them come out and get whatever. But the kids, I feel like they shouldn't be out like that. And then just seeing like older people looking around, like what's going out on, because I know like some older people aren't on social, like the nearest news they get is like their newspaper, you know, or TV, like if they have that. So it was pretty sad. Like,
Curtis, but have you gone out into the world?
Yep. Yeah, I've gone to the grocery store a few times. Same thing, being precautious. Last time I actually wore a mask. I have asthma, so So I was like, you know what? I'll go ahead and I'll mask up. I you know, of course, bring my own shopping bags. Most of the time, I was putting stuff into those. This is the first time I used a cart, but yeah, just making sure. And I wore the mask for the most part, just as a reminder to like not touch my face. I've been pretty good about it. You know, got to stay away from the mouth, the nose, and the eyes, because you know, you don't get it just by it getting on your hands. It has to enter your body somehow. So if someone sneezes and it's still airborne, which it, you know, supposedly it doesn't stay airborne for that long, depending on the weather, but especially it's the surfaces that it's on. So I just made sure to wipe my cart down. Luckily, they still had the sanitation wipes, so I wiped the cart down. And then same thing, I watched a video about like when you get home, how to prepare, you know, like groceries that you're bringing in and stuff like that. So I'll follow the video. It was done by a doctor. So, you know, I sprayed the table down with disinfectant first, put all the grocery, you know, I had two tables, put all the groceries down. I wiped them all down. Anything that was in boxes that I can take out, I took out, I wiped down, and then I put my stuff back away. But, and then I took a walk. I've been walking like, I walked like 2 miles yesterday, 3 miles excuse me, 3 miles yesterday, 2 miles today. And yeah, it's crazy seeing how clear the sky is with less cars out there, and you know, just seeing like things almost feel kind of deserted. It's a surreal feeling.
You do not feel deserted in my neighborhood. Fucking everybody is out.
Oh wow!
I took my dog on a walk, and I've been walking her around the neighborhood because there's not many people around. But I went to like a wetlands area where I was like, oh cool, there'll be nobody there because it's always deserted. I stopped counting at 35 people. In 20 minutes, but like, I must have seen 50 people out there. I was like, we're going home. This is fucking ridiculous. It's outrageous.
Yeah.
Why are we all here?
I guess overall, just for people who listen in the local area, there has been, as of the last time they reported, like 260 confirmed cases in the greater Sacramento area. Most of those being elder people, not very many young people. And I think as far as like deaths, though, we've been pretty low. So I think overall Sacramento is doing well. I see people when I go on walks, but it's just been like that wide scope. When you see someone coming, just start drifting, you know, keep that space and that distance. There's nothing bad about being outside or going on walks. You just got to stay the fuck away from people. Twitch did this thing called Twitch Stream Aid over the weekend, made a lot of money. They made $2,700,000 this past weekend with some of pop culture's biggest musicians and entertainers kind of all coming together. It was basically like Live Aid for Twitch. It was pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And, you know, this brings me to the next point. Like, we're getting to see a lot of people doing some really cool stuff, donating their time. Rockstar Games is donating 5% of their in-game revenue to help small businesses and communities. Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, they did like a $25 million coronavirus research group. So you see all these things happening. But the one thing that's kind of annoying me, and I wonder where you guys sit on this, is like the, oh, that's all they're doing type of mentality. And it's been plaguing all of these like announcements and Twitter posts, like the one from IGN today about Rockstar. The most upvoted popular content was to the tune of, let's see. So buy shit so we could donate very little amount of it to charity. And then the one for Zuckerberg, the top comment, shout out to everyone else who also donates 0.082% of their wealth. Sorry, we don't get all the same praise from CBS News. And my initial thought is like, what the fuck? Like, how dare you sit there from your high horse criticizing that someone's giving millions of dollars to this cause? No matter, like, it doesn't matter how much money it is comparatively to what you have. But am I the only one outraged? Because I'm kind of looking for one of these people to tell me what's going on. How can you be that shallow?
I can see both sides of it, because on the one hand, you're like, yeah, $25 million, like, that's amazing. You didn't have to do that. And on the other hand, yeah, you're not going to feel that. Like, he's literally not going to feel $25 million missing in his life. He's not. Like, they were right. It is, like, less than 1% of his whole entire net worth. Like, good for you? Like, what are we supposed to do here? And it's part of that is the ever-growing sort of disdain for the concept of billionaires in general of, like, you don't need to have this much money. Why the fuck do you have this much money? You literally, why? So I understand both sides of it. It's like, yes, it's very good that you're going out of your way and donating money to something you didn't have to do. Very much appreciated. And also, why the fuck do you have that much money in the first place?
But this isn't about how much money they have. It's about a crisis going on and the fact that they're giving. Like, that's my thing. I mean, like, do they have to hurt in order for the support that they're lending to be significant? Like, that money could go into research that saves lives. Do they have to suffer in order for it to be significant? I mean, like, granted, me giving $10 and then giving $25 million, we're both giving, like, maybe the $10 hurts me more. But I mean, in a sense, $10 doesn't hurt me. But does it take away the significance of the giving and the reason for the giving? You know, like, I get it. People have, you know, millionaires or whatever. Like, that's just the reality of the world. They're allowed to have that much money. And what they do with it, you know, is up to them and their free will. In this particular case, they've chosen to give it. And in my eyes, as people are literally dying because of this thing that's going on, if they can prevent some of that or even prevent the suffering, just the spread of it. Some people aren't dying, but some people are still suffering. If my contribution, their contribution, everybody's contribution can go to lessening that, then I don't understand why there needs to be any negativity attached to it at all.
I agree. Like, that's why I can see both sides of it. Like, I think it is great that they're going out of their way and donating that much money. And, like, there's no reason to shit on them for, like, giving money. But I also see the annoyance with, like, the people who are maybe feeling like they should be completely, you know, or are we supposed to bend over backwards to praise you for this? Like, this is kind of, it's almost that feeling of, like, this is the least you could do, which is kind of fucked because it's not. It's you know, totally the least not. They could do is nothing.
Yeah, because they could have gave less.
Yeah, they could have gave less.
Yeah. A lot of people think that stars, like, and people donating like this, like, just are not in their own world. So to them, it's just like, whatever. So maybe that's also part of why they're upset, because they're thinking like, oh, they're probably like whatever, not whatever to it, but like in their mind, it's like nothing to get, you know. So on Emma's point, like, I see why people are like that, but they shouldn't be, because it's donating to a good cause to help. And at the end of the day, you're helping like everybody.
Right. So. Exactly. I guess, and I think that's my stance with it. It's like, why are we paying so much attention to the fact that isn't that, like, that's not half of their wealth, or that's not a quarter of their of what they're worth? Like, is that the point, or is the point that they're giving so that way, you know, like, we can all be in better health and the world can, you know, find relief, you know, faster than, you know, if all of us, you know, didn't pitch in? But, you know, I mean, like I said, I understand people's attitudes too. And then on the flip side, I also feel like this, if that was something that I had found out and it wasn't blasted, because, you know, the news needs stuff to tell stories. That's part of it. Like, I think, you know, if we're going to be critical of it, the part that we don't look at is that media needs, you know, things to talk about. So, and then, you know, the bigger of a deal that media makes it, the longer maybe they keep people's attention. Like, because if they did a 5-second thing on it, oh, yeah, and by the way, so-and-so all pledged $25 million. On our next story, let's talk about that Tiger King documentary. Like, they could have said it in a way that wasn't a big deal, and we just got the information. They got to make it a big deal so they have something to talk about. But if that was something where I just walked up to Corey, like, hey, Corey, bro, I just saw this little, you know, this little article. I haven't heard anybody else talk about it, but did you know so-and-so gave $25 million to help? Like, I, the way that news is delivered to, I think also makes a difference. And if that was just like something that was being passed along word of mouth, people probably wouldn't, the people would probably be a little more surprised. But also the way that it's presented, like, if you present something in a, like, same thing. If I walk up to Corey and I was like, Corey, bruh, hey, I didn't tell a lot of people, but my great aunt, you know, I had this and this property. And bro, I just gave $1 million. I gave $1 million smackaroonies to this coronavirus thing. Corey would probably feel the same way. He'd be like, oh, that's good, Curtis. Good. But like,
why didn't she get 2 million, you... Curtis, man? She sucks.
Right. And why are you gloating about it?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, so think about that too. The media presents things in a certain way to where, you know, it encourages people that may react in a certain way to react that way that much more.
The Witcher crew, CD Projekt Red, also announced that they're going to be donating just straight up $1 million to help fight COVID-19. They made an announcement on LinkedIn and saying, we'd like to thank the brave souls who fight for our very well-being every day and hope that these funds help in your effort to rid us of this virus. But why wasn't it 2 million, Curtis? Like, come on, man. It's Witcher money. That's nothing for them. I don't know. I just don't think
toss a quarter to your Witcher.
Toss a mil to your charity. I think in these times, especially when you got people that are doing, you know, nice things and good things, it can always be more, but you could be doing more too. I mean, I guarantee you that the people who are bitching and making these types of comments have not done, will never be able to achieve as much or haven't. Already,
some of them people probably ain't even keeping their asses at home.
Exactly. So let's just be like a little nicer. Think if you were Zuckerberg, you put that kind of money in there, and the first thing you read is like, "What a dick! Why didn't he do more?" Then next time, I'm not going to donate at all, bitch.
No, he has to donate because he needs people to like him. He has to do it because he knows what the fuck he did or his company did. So he's like, oh, we need good PR.
Yeah.
Like really bad. Yeah. Like really, really bad.
Yeah, that's true. He did have a little bit of a tussle. One of my favorite messages, a guy I work with, his name is Joey, Optic Joey. He's amazing. He's one of our social guys. And he posted something this morning that kind of went viral. It had 12,000 likes on it or something. Like crazy. Props to Joey. But I remember we covered this story in August. When the World Health Organization in 2019 said video game addiction is officially considered a mental health disorder, and they went on the rampage saying how video games are not healthy. And the very same World Health Organization this last week posted an article saying, play video games, please, please. It's a healthy social pastime. Please play video games. So they came around. It took them a little while.
That's like the idea that a glass of red wine is actually kind of good for your health, but you know, don't be an alcoholic.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Kinda.
It's literally the same thing. It's like, just don't get addicted to it, but you know, it's a good social pastime, or antisocial pastime.
Yeah. I mean, I think now we are in the era of the gamer. Like esports, now that there's no traditional sports, people are getting desperate. My uncles, I talk to them, you know, as much as I can now, just checking in on my family. And I asked them, I was like, so they were like the types of people who, like, when there's nothing going on, they'll be watching XFL. That's how desperate they get. And I was like, so what are you guys doing? Like, what do you guys watch now? And they're like, well, we were watching like a dodgeball tournament on ESPN3 from like 2016
on ESPN8, the Ocho.
Yeah,
the Ocho.
The ESPN channels are going deep in the archives, and people who watch sports or like love competitive nature are getting desperate and watching these crazy things. And now you know, esports is one of the only things going on at this point, so it's time to start seeing an uptick over there.
Yeah, ESPN, I mean, is streaming that NBA 2K tournament with all the NBA players. That lets you know how desperate for content they are. But at the same time, things like esports, you know, start to make their presence known a little bit more in times like this.
Just because South by Southwest was canceled did not stop them from doing their annual video game awards. So I figured we'd go through some of those, as I feel Emma will probably be kind of excited by some of the results. So what they gave Game of the Year to, I guess kind of a safe choice, since I believe it was the game of the year kind of across the board last year. Sekiro: Heroes Die Twice.
That game sucks. I hate it.
Yeah, Emma's going to get to know it a lot better if she can make $6,000. Trending game of the year, which I thought was kind of an interesting one, went to Pokemon Sword and Shield.
You say Sword?
Yeah, Sword.
What?
How do you say it?
Sword.
Do you not
say it? The W is silent.
There's... Okay, yeah, sure.
Oh my god.
Who ever heard of a silent W? That doesn't even make any sense. Pokemon Sword and Shield, I'm pretty sure that's the way it said, got trending game of the year. I don't know what to feel about that award. What do you just give that to?
What does that mean?
I don't either.
Trending game of the year?
Yeah.
Like trending hashtag of the year?
Pokemon,
like what?
So for 2020, it has to be Animal Crossing when they do it next year.
Hell yeah.
Pokemon Go trending game of the year?
No, it's Pokemon Sword and Shield.
That's
see, now he's doing it on purpose.
What are you doing? I've always said that. Go listen to the tape.
Say, like, maybe they're looking at trending games on like Apple, but what?
I'm trying to think of a game last year that was maybe, because to me, especially in the current climate of the internet, trending basically means meme. It's the same thing to me. Like,
was Red Dead 2 last year?
Yeah.
No.
Or was it the year before?
No, it was the year before. Definitely. Okay. 100%.
Oh, yeah, it would have been all over the awards if it was last
year.
Yeah,
it would have won shit. I mean, not deservedly, but it would have won stuff. The other ones that they had out there, this is the one I was super excited about. Most promising IP, and I 100% agree, The Outer Worlds.
Yay. Thought,
yeah, Dark Horse game that I don't think got near enough love. It's coming to the Switch very, very soon for those of you and I think the Switch's popularity is through the fucking roof as to what Emma was mentioning about Animal Crossing. I actually bought the damn game just out of not wanting to miss out. And it is crazy. I've had, they have a friends list or whatever on there. And every time I load up my Switch, it shows Curtis playing 2K, maybe my friend David playing Marvel, and like one other dude playing Smash. And now when I log on, 20 people online, and when I scroll through, Curtis is still playing 2K, but everybody else literally is playing Animal Crossing, and it's...
I want to play Animal Crossing.
Have you played it before?
No, because I don't play Nintendo stuff, and I don't have a Switch.
So what looks... what's drawing you to this game? Curious.
It just looks like everything that I want right now, which is just a game to pass time in a very... what's the opposite of hardcore? A very chill manner. Like, it's kind of got that Sims kind of vibe of just doing, like, Sims Minecraft kind of chillaxing thing.
Yeah.
It looks good. It looks cute. Everybody in my life is on it. It's like, the one thing that I thought that we would be leaving behind in quarantining was FOMO. But no.
No. It is, and that's why I got it, too. Like, I just saw it, and, you know, Nexus was here, was like, would not stop ranting and raving about this game. Everybody was on it. And I did hit that stage of playing it of like, okay, what now? And then, okay, I know what to do, but why? And it took a little bit of kind of just exploring and figuring things out on my own. But now I get it. It is exactly like The Sims. Like, there's no like end game or point, but I want to go out there and fish and try and unlock all of my Creaturepedia entries and stuff. And, you know, you can get better, bigger and better equipment as you go on. I did discover one thing that's probably a pretty narrow case, but I bought it because I also wanted my wife, you know, to have extra stuff to do. So she's on maternity leave now. And I figured she loves The Sims. This is great for her. So when she loaded it up, we made her player one. And everybody on the console has to share an island.
Yeah.
So she was like the primary person. She gets her, you know, tend. She's talking to Tom Nook, doing all this stuff. And then she passes it on. You know, I take over and I start playing way more than her. And then I can't find out. Like, I'm just completely stuck. And I figure out, you know, through social media that you can get an axe to like chop down trees and get more resources. But I could not unlock the axe. I did everything on the damn island. But if you don't get to a certain point with the primary person, it doesn't unlock all the tools for your secondary. So I think that must be a glitch or something. But, you know, in that narrow case, someone else is out there and stuck like I was. That's how you do it. The next few.
Yeah, they got review bombed a little bit for the having to have one island per console.
Is that really review bombed, or is that a valid concern that people get pissed off about? Like,
that's that's what I said, because the headline said review bombed, but it was that people were giving it one star reviews because of that, and like, which was weird because that news came out months and months and months ago. Like, we all knew that.
Yeah, I guess I think review bombed should be reserved for like that instance where just because it's someone you don't like or they said something completely outside of that piece of media. But if it's a feature of the game that's a deal breaker for you and you want to give it one star, like, I don't consider that a review bomb.
For once, you and I had the same initial thought.
Yeah.
Look at us.
Look at us. Here's the ones I know you'd be a little more excited about, Emma, because Death Stranding did get some love. It got best musical score.
Hell yeah, it should have.
As well, okay, no. Best musical score should go to Tiger King, because from Here Kitty Kitty from Joey Exotic.
All right.
But it also got this other one, which I feel like was a participation trophy. It got excellence in technical achievement. What the hell does that mean?
That means it excelled in technical achievement. I feel like that means it pushed the envelope of technology and gaming further than any other game last year did.
No way! I saw those fight mechanics. That was PlayStation 2 stuff.
Because it's not supposed to be about combat. You're looking at the combat and thinking that's the entire game. The combat is very, very little of the game.
What technical achievement did they put in there? Great ladder.
Look, I'm not a dev, so I don't know from the dev side. I couldn't tell you. I'm not a dev, but that is how I would interpret that award, is that it technologically pushed the envelope further than any other game did last year, or in a way that no other game did last year. So whether that's in the way the multiplayer, quote unquote, works, where you're working together with other people, even though you never see anybody, or whether that's the way that just the story is laid out or the resources are, I don't know. But it deserves it.
Seems like a stretch to me. I think they just gave it two awards because they felt like they had to. The other one that really makes me feel like South by Southwest is tripping this year was what they gave excellence in multiplayer to. They chose Final Fantasy 14.
Seven? Oh,
14. Yeah, Shadowbringers as their multiplayer game of the year. And keep in mind, this was going up against Apex, Call of Duty, and they even threw Mortal Kombat as a competitor for multiplayer game of the year. So.
But like, did Apex or Call of Duty really do anything different? Or was it just the same multiplayer we've seen in a new game?
That's a good point.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
Like, it's fun, but is it worthy of any like recognition?
I mean, maybe that's could be like if we're playing devil's advocate. That's the only thing I can see. I haven't played Final Fantasy 14. I don't know if they threw some crazy mechanics up there, but to another degree, like, you got to award the things that people are actually playing. If those other features were,
but that's
so
not what
excellent,
it's about.
It's not.
It's not about what's popular. It's like, it's the same thing that people talk about whenever the Oscars come around and people get mad that like this movie I've never heard of won something. And it's because it's not about what's popular. It's not about what you played. It's about people that are in the industry looking at the way these games are built.
But at the same time, that's why nobody watches the Oscars anymore, because you want to see Avengers win everything.
But no.
So good on South by Southwest for still doing that. They ended up releasing like acceptance videos from the winners and stuff, so it was still pretty cool. They did their best to still kind of keep some normalcy, even though the results were kind of scuffed. The next news story, free on Epic Game Store this week, is a brand new game. So usually they throw older games on there for free, and there's like two or three of them. They've been really good the last couple weeks. If you guys have not been paying attention, they had Watch Dogs on there. Drawful was one of them last week.
I didn't even know Drawful was its own game.
Me neither. But apparently it's like $8, and we got it for free if you were going to Epic Game Store. And this week they did a brand new game. They released a game. It's called Totally Reliable Delivery Service.
I saw that. Is that by the same guys that did Tabs?
I don't know.
Because I would assume, because I would assume it's by the same guys that did Totally Awesome Battle Simulator.
It could be. It's one of those, like, way exaggerated, crazy physics games. Someone basically said it's if Goat Simulator crossed with UPS.
So basically, okay. Death Stranding.
Yeah, Death Stranding, but fun, basically.
Yeah. Wow. Hilarious.
As it turns out, there's no barrier to entry. They launched the game. It's going to be free for only a week. It's pretty unprecedented, in my opinion, even though, granted, this isn't like a AAA title to come out brand new. This was talked about like on the Xbox stage shows, I believe. It's one of the big indie titles. And then for Epic to get it for free for an entire week is pretty cool. It does support both local and multiplayer, so you can do some collaborative chaos. It's got unpredictable ragdoll physics. And it's just another great game to pull people together, low barrier to entry. And I think multiplayer gaming has just kind of really picked up. Have you guys been playing more multiplayer or with maybe some friends you haven't played with in a while?
No.
No?
I'll say busy. And then what's that game? Mountain Blade came out. And I know that's been pretty active too. I know some of my coworkers also played the new Call of Duty. And they love it. So, or the free play Call of Duty thing.
The new Call of Duty has been popping
off. Oh, was it Warzone?
Yeah, Call of Duty Warzone.
They said it's been very active too. So,
yeah, that game's doing some interesting stuff too. Actually, it's been pestered by cheaters first of all, but now actually they're putting in a 5-player battle mode. So it's going to get a little crazy over there. But the last news story we have here is one that Curtis kind of touched on a little bit before, but 2K really stepping it up. They just announced a new tournament. It's a three-for-all with a bunch of celebrity guests and players. Do you have you been following that one, Curtis?
I took a look at the brackets. I haven't seen anybody play yet, but I've seen the bracket updates, and it looked like it was fun. I wasn't following that much because the 2K League also has they've got two tournaments going on. They've got the ones for the WNBA and the NBA players, and then they've got the other one that is for like the NBA 2K League players, and then like anybody in the 2K community. So I've been following that one a little bit more because I know the guys from the Kingsguard and everything. And unfortunately today, this one is all in the park, so these aren't like the normal NBA 2K, pre-made players that you have to select before each game. These are like, the personalized players, and they're playing in the neighborhood where anybody can play. And unfortunately, my Kingsguard got eliminated today. They won the tournament from last week and beat everybody, went undefeated. But then inside of the park game, they didn't win any games at all. Aww. So, yeah, so it hasn't been as triumphant as the other one. But I mean, the biggest takeaway is, with everybody, being at home with the league being suspended, like I said, this just gives, us an opportunity to see the players in a different way. We know that they talk about their 2K rating, and for Hassan Whiteside, like 2 years ago, that was like the biggest thing. He was like, oh, I'm just trying to get my 2K rating up. And, he did that, and he got a big contract, and now he's one of the worst centers in the league. But, we always hear them talk about it, and, now we finally get to see some of them play. And on the flip side, what else is interesting is De'Aaron Fox has been, he's a known gamer in the, amongst the NBA crowd, and, he's done, different things with HyperX and all of that stuff. Gordon Hayward is another player that's known. Myers Leonard is another player. He plays a lot of Fortnite, but De'Aaron Fox plays a lot of Call of Duty. So De'Aaron Fox of the Sacramento Kings, Josh Hart of the New Orleans Pelicans, and then Donovan Mitchell of the Jazz, who was one of the NBA players who early on had tested positive for COVID. They did a stream together and it like got all sorts of views and stuff like that because it was like a big old deal. And so people, you know, remembering, oh yeah, Fox is a, you know, he's a gamer. People following his Twitter more and people saying, hey, Fox, you know, why don't you stream some NBA 2K? And De'Aaron Fox is very brash with the way that he talks. He just replied to them because that game is trash. and everybody like just loved De'Aaron Fox even more for talking of, you know, saying what they would say. And he did another tweet talking about how, like, you know, everybody knows, you know, that game is, you know, it, like, if that game was the game, then everybody would be playing that game. But you notice most of us, you don't see us, you know, the gamers in the NBA, you don't see us playing that game. And so, yeah, that was a big old deal. People made YouTube videos about it. People were tagging Ronnie 2K about it. That might have been what got him upset and talking trash about a former NBA Sacramento Kings player, DeMarcus Cousins, for all we know. But it don't matter.
I've seen De'Aaron Fox get down on some Dragon Ball Z, actually.
He played that too. Played some Dragon. I mean, because everybody knows that he has an affinity for Dragon Ball. His icon on Twitter is Vegeta powering up. There was an NBA clip that went around, like, I think it's rookie or second season, where he hit some crazy move on someone and yelled, you know, Kamehameha a heck of loud, and the mics picked it up. So everybody knows. They see him walk in with the vest, that Dragon Ball Z vest on. So it's just another reason for people to love Fox.
And then before we go, just let's go around Robin and see like what we have had. I mean, I don't know. This might be tricky for some of us because we have been pretty big like indoor people typically, but Emma, you summarized it really well on Twitter I think last week, where you said there's a large difference between not going outside and not being able to go outside, just kind of mentally. So what have you been doing or occupying your time with or keeping yourself entertained? Any new TV series, games? What have you discovered while in quarantine?
Not much. Not much.
Life hasn't changed.
Taking a lot of long bubble baths because I deserve it. I'm still streaming. I'm about to beat Doom Eternal, so I've been spending a lot of time on that. I spent a lot of time on Ori and the Will of the Wisps. Just generally what I was already doing. I just can't leave the house and run errands anymore.
How's the Doom Eternal going? Because now is about the time where I'm seeing a lot of the completionist tweets. Are you that far along yet?
I'm at the last level. I realized I started the game, my last stream, at the last level. And the last level, quote unquote, is like four levels. So 5 hours later, I still wasn't done. But it's really, really, really good. It's everything you want from a Doom game. It's a lot of the rip and tear stuff. If you like the 2016 Doom game, this is that and more. The biggest gripe I have with it is story based, and like people don't go to Doom for the story most of the time. So,
you know who's been probably my most favorite person to follow on Twitter right now on Doom news, unironically, is Ice-T.
Is he playing it?
Yeah, and he's been like live tweeting how it goes. And his first tweet was, and I'll try and do the voice too. He said, "Doom Eternal. I'm enjoying the game, but I hate all the fucking jumping. I had to get that out."
There is so much platforming in this game. Holy shit. I never expected this much platforming in a Doom game. It's like 20% of the game.
Next, he said, "About to go back on my second session of Doom Eternal. 4 hours yesterday. I can't stand it still. Virtual cardio." There we go. And then the last one.
Very intense.
I lost the tweet. I can't find it, but he made it all the way to the end and ended up having to give up. And it was one of my most favorite tweets I've ever seen. Go check it out. His Twitter is at Final Level, Mr. Ice-T, if you want to see him playing some Doom. Let's go around. Curtis, what are you doing and how can people see it? Where are your podcasts at?
Obviously I'm here. Sir. So continue to come here. twitch.tv/video_game_bang. Check us out live. If you're normally to the podcast. We'd love for you to be in the chat, see how we do it. Other places you can catch me. Well, there's not a lot of NBA right now, so don't worry about catching me over at the Sacktown Breakdown. But if you'd like to come over to Thinking Critical, I have been in there, and that's mostly what I've been doing around the house too. I go in there into the voice chat, and we've been having very interesting discussions about comic books and different things like that. So, yep.
All right. And Lexi, streams come in this Sunday, because there's no way you want to steal all of Emma's viewers. That'd just not be fair to her.
Of course. So you can still follow me on Twitter, LexiJPR. And my Twitch name is X space Minty X. So it's a tiny X on both ends, because you know how people take names.
Yeah.
So purposely did that.
Be doing that, man. And then Emma Skies, you gotta watch her Twitch live stream, twitch.tv/Emma Skies. She's gonna be raising 6,000 easy money for the Sacramento SPCA, doing it for the doggos. Tons of amazing prizes. I will be there. I will commit.
Hey,
to being
I appreciate
there.
It.
I want to see you play Sekiro, so I'm gonna try and get a small business loan. See if we can make it happen. But Emma, I think it's amazing what you do every year, and it's awesome to have seen it grow the last like 2 or 3 years.
Thank you.
Proud of you. I'm telling you, people, Emma doesn't work a lot. I love her, but she doesn't do a lot of work. This is work.
You have no idea.
She's grinding. She's trying to get front page Twitch. Like, you're making connections, making money moves. Cardi B over here. So I'm proud of you. One more time, that's twitch.tv/Emma Skies. That's our show.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. Peace.
Peace.